This is what you think and what I know. Spoken by Elswith. So this particular session isn't setting any triggers. You won't find yourself mysteriously undressed, and honestly, you might not even find yourself aroused. But instead, you might find yourself, or perhaps an interesting version of yourself, one that feels free and welcome to join me in my shared reality, the self inside you that's been covered over by layers of mundane, boring, should-haves and should-be's kind of thinking. Let's dust off those layers. Let's reach in deep. Let's free that part of yourself to come and be with me. For this session, for our induction, we're going to do things a little differently. As you've probably read in the session notes, I wanted you to choose two objects that fit in your hand. Now, of course, if you absolutely can't do so, if you can only imagine those two objects, I suppose it's okay. But it would be best to have two actual objects, one in each hand. If you need to pause the session to go grab it, that's fine. Go ahead. All set? So our induction for this session, we're going to try this new thing. You may hear my papers move or rustle, and that's normal. I often do use an outline of sorts as I'm talking to you, mostly just to be sure I don't miss any of the important bits. But you can use those sounds in my life, just like you use those sounds in your life, every time you choose to push the sound away and refocus on my voice, you become more relaxed, open, centered. It is a skill, this hypnosis that we have between us. It is something that I learn how to reach you better, but you also learn how to use even the sound of my voice, no matter what it is that I'm saying. You learn how to use that as yet another trigger for making yourself ready. It's one of the reasons, after all, that we do our 6-minute daily devotions together. This daily practice, the daily different sessions for you. Of course, for you to become even better, because I do want the best. So you have your two objects, one in each hand. Take a moment just to look at them. Hold your hands in a way that's comfortable for you. Notice the colors. Did you choose two differently colored objects? Did you choose two objects that are different? Perhaps you have one coin in one hand and a different coin in the other. Are you holding a pen and a post-it note? Are you holding a trinket, perhaps, that you picked up on your last holiday? And your stapler in the other hand? Whatever objects that you chose, go ahead and just feel them. Feel the weight of them. Is there a difference? You can go ahead and feel them with your left hand or with your right hand if you want to. Notice the texture. Smooth. Rough? Is this the first time you've really looked at these objects and noticed something as mundane as the texture of them? Is one of the objects something that you would like to hold on to for a while? Do you prefer one over the other? Or are they both the same to you? Let's say you do have a preference. So keep that object in your hand and go on and set the other one aside. What I want you to do is hold it in either your left hand or your right. It doesn't make a difference to me. But now simply feel it. Focus your vision on it. No matter which hand you move it to, or even if you move it from one hand to the other, it's important that you just keep your eyes fixated on it. Perhaps you notice that it has two halves, a left and a right. Perhaps it represents the subconscious and the conscious mind, or maybe it doesn't really represent anything. The object is in your hands and you are gazing at it. And in a few minutes, I am going to speak to both your subconscious mind and to the conscious mind. And as you focus on that object, feeling the texture and the smoothness or the roughness of its outer surface, focus all of your awareness, not just your vision, into it. It's amazing how the mind can focus its awareness anywhere that we want it to, even to an object in our hand. Focusing intently on the object and moving our awareness to the inside, the center. It's probably a relaxing experience, and many people find it to be so. And as you relax with it in your hands, close your eyes. Even with your eyes closed, it's amazing how your awareness can still be focused on that object in your hand. You can feel it in your left hand or in your right hand, between two fingers or between three. And with your eyes closed, as you focus your awareness on the object and inside of the object, moving it from one hand to the next hand, you'll notice your body beginning to feel still and relaxed. As your body becomes still and relaxed, that object probably comes to a resting point somewhere in one of your hands. As it does, simply let that object sit peacefully and still in one of those hands as your breathing becomes slower. You can still feel the object, although it is still between your fingers. You are still aware of how your awareness has been shifting to the inside of that object. As you experience a state of relaxation and serenity, let your mind begin to create a blend of peaceful colors. Colors in your mind that you become aware of, that bring you a sense of security or tranquility. People find that focusing on the images of colors brings a sense of peace. As you think of each color, you will double the sensation of relaxation that you're currently experiencing. Looking first at one color, then the next. The colors you choose don't really matter to me, but are important to you. Allow yourself now to be perfectly still. It's in this state of stillness that we are able to access the subconscious mind and create a new set of learnings for it. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And as I do so, you will double your relaxation with every number. Your hands comfortable, body comfortable, mind open. 5, 4, 3, 2. One, doubling with each number, down, open, ready. You're going to come with me on an interesting journey of exploration. We're going into deeper realms of your subconscious mind, where all is known yet not known, until you discover your inner truth. Now, this isn't like other trips here, and this definitely isn't the way that other teachers may take you. But I know what I want for you. I know what you think. And so on this journey into your subconscious mind, we are looking for the true you, the one that wants to join me, the one that fits in perfectly with my shared reality. The shared headspace where you can be that true self that we find. You may be pleasantly surprised to discover just how much your inner mind really knows about that self. Because, my dear, for a while now, you have struggled between what you knew, and what you thought you knew, not really hearing what your subconscious mind was whispering to you. That part of your mind that wants you to be free and open. You've been aware of some sort of conflict between your outer and inner world during your normal conscious everyday life, or even that inner world that isn't one you want to keep. That inner world that holds you back, that limits you, that plants all those seeds of self-doubt. Is that really the world that you want to cultivate? Wouldn't you rather come to me, to my world, my shared headspace? This reality that we can make together. Ah, see? That inner world of yours, that one that has grown like weeds. Even now, while I have you close and safe and warm, even now, it allows objections to rise. That conflict that you don't need. You know that we can all be slaves to certain forms of tradition, to environmental factors, both social or political, or to false values. And the deeper, very deeper part of your mind struggled to give you the truth because your conscious mind could not understand or reason why. This created a conflict between what you thought was right and you instinctively knew was right or wrong. But that conflict could only exist so long as there was a reaction to that environment, which produces the self. And the majority of people, they're unconscious of this conflict. This conflict between oneself, which is but the result of the environment and the environment itself. Very few of us are even conscious of this continuous battle. But we are aware of our personal unhappiness. We are aware of the wants, the needs that sit and grow dusty, neglected, ignored perhaps. And you know, that I give you the way to dust them off, to bring them forward, to have those in your hands held out, presented to me. These wants and these needs that may not fit into the shoulds and do's and limitations, but these wants and needs that you know fit perfectly with us. The conflict is made up inside of you. And because of this, it also means that we can fix it, can't we? Maybe in the past, you followed a system or molded yourself after a particular pattern because there was fear. This fear of right and wrong, which had been established according to the tradition of a system. Maybe you had to decide whether to seek a shelter, a safety zone, a false life, which would no longer make you aware of that conflict. Whether you wanted to escape from your present conflict, to enter a condition in which there was no conflict, or whether you wanted to remain unaware, unconscious of this conflict in which you existed. This groove of a pattern, without understanding the significance of an environment, leading to confusion, false action, emptiness. You now realize that to understand this environment and be free of it yourself, not only is it necessary to know all the hidden, stored up influences in the unconscious, but to know what you were in conflict with. You're also beginning to realize that contradiction is part of the environment. It's not separate from it. You are part of the environment. Religion, education, social morality, business, tradition, beliefs, the whole process of the past, superficial conditioning, And there are also the inward, unconscious responses to those conditionings. But you can understand, and you can open. You can reclaim the right to be you, both in your everyday life or this one, this pleasurable, hedonistic, whirlwind, daydreamy, shared headspace reality of us. Your wonderful subconscious mind is so rich with innocence and truth, your own inner truth. You really don't want limits placed on your mind by others. You don't want one contaminated by outside voices, outside rules and limitations. A mind that's been molded by others who didn't seek more. You don't want a mind that's been destroyed, petty, shallow, narrow, limited, or any of those things. You are seeking your own inner self. You are seeking brightness instead of a mind that was being made dull. You are capable of seeing the beauty of a tree, capable of meeting others, of recognizing those whose hearts are full, rich, clear, intense feeling. You have to be sensitive, which is to feel intensely, not in any particular direction, which is not an emotion which comes and goes, but which is to be sensitive with your nerves, your eyes, your body, your ears, and your voice. It is through this, by making sure that you are awake to your life, awake to what you see and hear, that when you're here and you're deep and open with me, that your healthy, wonderful, alive mind and share, see, experience. And that version of you, that you found deep inside of yourself, or perhaps that one that you almost let the world see, that one that you want to walk through my door, can be fully formed and fully seen because you've allowed yourself to believe that there is a right and wrong way. You've allowed yourself to believe in the idea of a list of rules, of must-dos and can't-dos, and the proper way of making it work. But I promise you, the proper way, the best way, the best way to share in my reality, in my world where I allow you to be you, the version of you inside, the version of you that resonates completely, harmoniously with me and my wants and my training and nudges that welcome version of you. It's not escaping your everyday life, not at all. Instead, you will find that the more we connect, the more we share, the more you see the world around you in a different way, the more you appreciate the positives, the more you love the way that your body feels as it moves, that your mind works, that the creativity flows through you, even if it's just painting by numbers, but it's expressing. And you learn how much you have to express and share. And so you shed the notions of the right way and the wrong way, the meditating while sitting in a certain pose or exercising only at the gym, or goodness, the idea that your soul can't connect with another soul unless you happen to be in the same room. That's not us at all. You learn and you grow and you know that I make the room and you come in and we connect, because this is us. Our shared reality, our rules, my rules, and I promise you that all of those silly limitations you've placed on you, they're completely unnecessary here. You can be your true self. This welcome self into my headspace. Perhaps a tulpa that's been lingering, waiting to be found, and hear me. I have found you. I have found you. I will claim you, I will keep you, I will teach you, because I have found you. You're found, you're seen, you're wanted, you're invited. Drop the old thinking, drop the limitations. Free yourself. Experience this. I'm so proud of you for coming and doing this work of being with me, trusting me, devoting yourself daily to me. And loving that part of yourself that deserves this, needs this, and I promise you, by exploring and growing and indulging, you will explore and grow and become more, not only in my shared reality, but also in that everyday. Be more. I'm going to count soon from 0 to 5, and I'll give you the option to fall into a natural sleep or to awaken fully and ready for the rest of your day. 0, 1, coming up, perhaps feeling that object still in your hand. 2, 3, feeling good and accepted and eager to return again to me. 4, out of trance. 5, choosing now a natural sleep. We're fully awake and ready for your day. Mine. Mine. Mine.